So the movie This Is Spinal Tap mocked heavy metal. A Mighty Wind took on the folkies. And now the musician biopic itself is getting the parody treatment. Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, opened this weekend. NPR's Bob Mondello has this review.
If you've seen Walk the Line, or Ray, or the Buddy Holly story, you know the drill. A young man has a miserable childhood, followed by marriage too young, kids too many, pills and liquor too much, and of course, music too important. A hardscrabble life that can't help finding its way into his songs.
It's a rocky road, but I plan on walking. Oh, I'm gonna walk. Hard. Walk. Hard.
Do you hear a song coming on? Well, Dewey Cox does. A personal anthem, you might say.
Walk hard, hard down life's rocky road.
Dewey's lyrics are not his strong point. They tend toward the clumsy and the inadvertent double entendre. And that's especially true when his passions get inflamed by a prudish little cutie who is also a country singer.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Dewey, for what it's worth, is not just suggestive, but also suggestible, a little too easily influenced by the musical stylings of whoever he heard last on the radio.
People are saying that your new music sounds a lot like Bob Dylan.
Well, maybe Bob Dylan sounds a lot like me. You know, how come nobody ever asked Bob Dylan why you sound so much like Dewey Cox?
Mailboxes drip like lampposts in the twisted birth canal of the Coliseum.
That's Dewey, who also has a Roy Orbison period.
Darling, you must believe I could never leave you if I tried a lie.
A psychedelic period.
I wasn't dreaming, barely awake. Off to the grinder we strode.
And no one writes an earnest 60s protest song quite like Dewey.
I stand for the midget. I stand for the Negro. I stand for the engine, all hopped up on booze. I stand for the Jap, and I stand for the Beaner. I stand, yes I do, for the Christ-killing Jew.
Now, as goofy as the music is, the less melodic script has such a wayward way with gags that the movie as a whole is less than the sum of its songs. Judd Apatow's screenplay has a kind of Naked Gun sensibility, where you're only as funny as your last joke, and the whole thing gets old before he and director Jake Kasdan get tired of it. Happily, John C. Reilly is such dorky fun as Dewey, and Jenna Fischer of The Office has such a lovely Reese Witherspoon-ish way with Darlene that the filmmakers manage to squeeze a little much-needed emotion into the mix. Yes, life is a rocky road, and the movie's a little lumpy, too, except when it's singing. I'm Bob Mondello.